USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings was eulogized this morning at the Baltimore church where he belonged for decades. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes says former President Barack Obama was among the full parade of well-known leaders to speak at the funeral.
In his remarks about Cummings, former President Obama may have been taking a veiled swipe at the current president when he made reference to calling members of Congress the honorable.
We're supposed to introduce them as honorable, but Elijah Cummings was honorable before he was elected office. There's a difference.
Former President Bill Clinton and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi also eulogized Cummings.
President Trump is promoting criminal justice reform. Speaking at an historically black college in South Carolina, the president says he signed significant bipartisan criminal justice legislation this past year. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.